Extract from The Curse of the Spider by Aaron Pemberton. "Do you know how to drink?" an old keeper said, Nick and the group of boys that stood next to him. "No," Nick replied, innocently and unafraid. "You should learn," the old keeper said. "Every man must know how to drink. There's not a man in Katerian Town who doesn't know how to drink." They became interested. Nick and his friends stood by the bauble objects and bottles lined up behind the counter. He had curving bottles and large tube-looking devices which were stood above colourful backlights. The man had an inviting character which seemed to pull them in. They were without will against the old keeper. Malcolm Gemma and the others stood beside them, were looking at what was happening ahead. Others in the town were only slow to see what was happening, but seemed more surprised by Gemma and Malcolm. The two kept the feeling that their clothes were a strong reason why they weren't touched. They were still new-looking and didn't resemble anything man-made. Malcolm, quite horrified by the size of a few of these passing people, kept his head down. He didn't want any trouble, till a figure came crashing out the room-sized bar, taking down a sheet of fibre, covering with his frantic hurry. He was white and dressed in a clean suit, holding a pistol. The children stayed behind. The man picked himself up off the floor, while someone came running behind him. This sprinting robber grabbed the gun desperately from the frantic pistol slinger and pointed it to the air at a giant's grubby face, which had frozen, flustered, from pursuit of the desperado. The desperate man didn't think long and pulled the trigger when blood sprayed over the pistol owner's new jacket. "Well, if they never want to buy," desperado said smarmily. "Anyone else in there? Products worth an eternity and my splendor are frivolously squandered by the rich," the desperado said. He was sweating, but kept a tidy appearance, agile-looking, in slim-fitting black trousers and a fur waistcoat. It was after the desperado addressed the room that Nick started crying out, "Help!" He cried, "Help!" again, and was kidnapped by the pistol owner, vanished behind dragging steel vents, opening and closing and playing music. The pistol owner dashed in his clean suit, having picked Nick up, and was reaching round the child's waist for the disc that the Empress had given. The tubes encircling the centre were glowing vibrantly as Nick got frightened, red and blue. It was as if the disc was going to jump out to protect the child. Nick was beginning to feel the man's tight squeeze while he kept him up and away from the others who were trying to help. "Nick!" Gemma screamed, not sure of what to do. Neither was Malcolm with an assertive course of action when he looked and saw them struggling. The desperado, who observed silently, pulled out a shotgun with one free arm and pointed it towards their faces. "I'll kill you. I'll kill you both," he cried at Nick and the pistol owner. The other children had run in places where they could hide, fallen into the floor. No one from the city cared. A few of them walking knelt down to offer them an experience or something they'd be selling, but no one offered to give any help. It was as if to do something like that was unthinkable. They passed thinking, what does anyone need help for? Treating life and death as if it were a trivial thing. The children were like rabbits, scattered about the place while Gemma and Malcolm were frozen watching the end of the shotgun barrel. The huge wolf was poised, snarling at the fearless pistol owner. His gritty face suddenly speared, blemished from smudged makeup and stained grease lines across his pale skin, blistered at them. While panicked, the kids kept still. The end of the barrel wasn't even shaken. His eyes became stone, focused, and madness grew over them like some maniacal mania. The desperado showed no hesitance, no doubt he was going to do it. He was going to pull the trigger and end them both. Gemma closed her eyes, waiting for the shot to go off. Hers and Malcolm's skin was just beginning to glow from Samuel's power, and they heard the gun fired. A few screamed in terror. Then a body dropped dead. "Well, that takes care of bad businessmen. I hate the kind kids. I've always preferred to be in control." The man was crescent at the tip of the path. Sorry, the moon was crescent at the tip of the path. "Would you look at that," he said. checking the bullets in his gun, then sliding it back into a new-looking leather satchel. The fresh marks of dashed mud were clear. "Do you kids have any nightlife to be going to?" he asked, because that was one thing Kateria Town was famous for. All the inhabitants would move out of the house and into the streets. They'd talk and dance, but saw it primarily a chance for them where they had to be ever ready to rob something. It didn't matter what. Anything had value to people who would be coming in from outside the walls. Because everyone in the town knew that, everyone in the town looked to steal so they could win customers. Having opened her eyes, Gemma was peculiarly taken by the young desperado. The pink glow dimmed from around her body, and catching his glancing blue eyes, she could tell that there was something different about him. It wasn't only by his tidy clothes, which were earthly, but also by his prowess, which had quite taken her. She was so taken, in fact, for one of the first times since they had found Samuel, she put him down. It was evidently clear at this point that in this world, the pearl bore was not something in high demand, despite its power to grant wishes before it disappeared from the individual's sight forever. "I wouldn't do that," he said to her. "It might get eaten." "Eaten?" Gemma replied in disbelief. It was a horrible thought, and one she disposed of right away. "Why would they eat such a beautiful creature?" she asked. "Is it not enough that they help the world in so many ways, but grant wishes too? And for the way they sit like knowledgeable guinea pigs, so warm in your arms, I can't imagine why you have to say such a cruel thing. I might ask my brother to slay you." "Is that a joke?" he replied. "You look good enough to do that yourself, and the pearl bores are in greater demand for their meat before they vanish. Look around you," he said, pointing at the flat houses and catching other children jumping off the bridges. "This is what happened, thanks to the boar's family power. It's too pretty to touch. They can't keep it, so now they eat it." "That's ridiculous. They're everywhere. All you have to do is pick it up and make things right." "They would if they could see them. It's left to a few of the kids now, but they've just learned to eat it. They don't know what a good wish is. What do they care for? Jumping in mud. Katerian Town is a grim paradise." Samuel had been picked up quickly enough for it to squeal before it snuggled back comfortably into her arms.